Hi there, welcome to the Neurodivergent Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Griffith, and I am so excited to have you here. On this podcast, we talk about all forms of neurodivergence, from ADHD to learning disorders to giftedness to autism and more. If any of that sounds familiar, welcome to Neurodivergent Magic. Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome back to another episode of the Neurodivergent Magic Podcast. Today, we are talking about autism and pain tolerance, because your girl just spent 4 hours in labor and delivery yesterday having 4 hours worth of contractions. Don't worry, they have stopped. Babies are still where they need to be, growing, healthy, all that good stuff. But it made me think a lot about the stereotype that autistic folks have a very high pain tolerance. And I personally do not fit that stereotype at all. So I'd like to talk about autism, pain tolerance, but also just the fact that autism is a spectrum and what that really means in practice. So let's dive into it. Okay, so I covered quite a few things in that intro there, but let's go over a couple things. First of all, I am pregnant with twins, if you didn't know. I am currently 33 weeks pregnant, so we're pretty far along, but we're still a little too early for delivery. Preferably, we would like to make it to 36, maybe even 37 weeks before we deliver. So there is that. I also addressed the stereotype that autistic folks have a very high pain tolerance. You hear this a lot, often from autistic folks themselves, just saying, yeah, I have a high pain tolerance. A lot of times people will say it's because of their poor interoception. So if you don't know, interoception is your ability to perceive the inner workings of your body. Basically. So it's your ability to tell, do I need to use the restroom? Am I hungry? Am I in pain? And a lot of autistic people do not have very strong interoception. We struggle to sense what our bodies are telling us. And as a result, many autistic people do have a very high pain tolerance. For me personally, when I got assessed for autism, the area that I was most sensitive in was like body awareness. And I don't think that's quite the same as interoception. I think it's more to do with proprioception, which is actually awareness of your body in space, which is funny because I'm clumsy as hell. Like I run into stuff all the time. I always have mystery bruises. Usually that's a sign of poor proprioception or like not scoring very high on that section. But you can see this in things like swings, for example. When I was young, I loved swings. I loved that sensory input of proprioception, of feeling my body move through space. And now, as an adult, I cannot swing for more than maybe 30 seconds before I literally feel like I'm going to throw up. So I've always been afraid of roller coasters. It's really intense sensory input for me, feeling my body move through space at that speed. I also get a lot of joy from very minor movements, I suppose. So, for example, me and some friends went camping a couple years ago and they had go-karts at the campsite. So we were like, yeah, let's go do the go-karts. Everyone else was like, these are so slow. This is so boring. This is clearly for kids. And I was like, having so much fun. Like, I felt it in my body. I felt the movement and it felt so good. So what does this have to do with being pregnant and having contractions? Well, it means that due to my body perception being very high and my interoception being pretty high as well, honestly, my pain tolerance is basically, it's very low. I have probably the lowest pain tolerance of anyone that I know. If you pat me gently on the back, I will physically wince. Like I can't help it. It hurts me. So I was having contractions for 4 hours. That's a good amount of pain to be in for a good amount of time. And it was super duper not fun. So that's why this is all, on my mind right now. because as I'm having these contractions, like because of my interoception actually being, you know, sort of middling, maybe not great, but not bad, I wasn't always sure when I was having a contraction. I knew I was in pain, but I didn't know when it counted as a contraction. So like the nurse would come back after 20 minutes and be like, how many contractions did you feel? And I said, I think I felt two. And she's like, okay, according to the monitor, you had like six. I was like, oh, well, I have a really hard time differentiating between my anxiety. I was in some gastrointestinal distress yesterday as well. I had a bit of a stomach bug. So differentiating between those feelings and differentiating between an actual contraction. And trying to figure all of that out as an autistic person, confusing, confusing at best. Hello there, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. I just wanted to interrupt this episode really quick to tell you all about the Neurodivergent Magic Program. This is a program designed to help you cope with executive dysfunction, which is something that almost every neurodivergent person experiences. If you don't know, executive dysfunction is a lot of things, but basically it boils down to you want to do the thing, you are trying to do the thing, and you just can't, and you feel awful. What this program, the Neurodivergent Magic Program, does is it helps you cope with executive dysfunction through a combination of practical and emotional tools. We'll cover body doubling and building momentum, but we'll also talk about the shame that is often deeply rooted in a lot of neurodivergent people because we grew up in a neurotypical society that wasn't accepting of us. And if you're thinking, what in the world does shame have to do with executive dysfunction? Kind of everything. And I would love to teach you about it. So this is a program where the whole goal is to teach you to get shit done in 24 hours or less. So if you are really struggling with your ability to accomplish tasks and to feel good about it, that is what this program is designed to help you with. And I can't wait to see you there. Check out the show notes for the link to join or send me an email at megan@neurodivergentmagic.com.
So the point of me sharing this is not just to share my personal story, although I think personal stories can be helpful. I also wanted to use this as an opportunity to remind people that autism is a spectrum and what the word spectrum means. Because a lot of people, myself included for a long time, believe that spectrum is basically going from black to white, blue to yellow, you know, like going in a line, right? And that is actually something called a gradient. A spectrum is more like, if you've done any design work, you know about like hex codes, you know, where every color has a unique number that goes with it. And it basically spans from white in the top left, black in the bottom left, and then like super deep red in the top right down to like darker red in the bottom right. I think I look up the hex code like spectrum and it'll pop up for you. But basically what I'm trying to articulate is that autistic folks do not exist on a spectrum from more autistic to less autistic. That is not a thing. That doesn't even make sense. I saw a really great explanation. I will try to link it in the show notes if I can find it. But it was basically like if you had a cupcake and one cupcake was chocolate with white icing and lots of rainbow sprinkles. And then you had another cupcake that was vanilla cupcake with pink icing and star sprinkles. You can't say that one of those cupcakes is quote unquote more cupcake than the other. They're just different cupcakes. They're both cupcakes and they're objectively different from muffins and objectively different from croissants. And you know what I mean? So like that is much more what autism as a spectrum is about. It's about recognizing, oh, you have rainbow sprinkles. That's great. I have star sprinkles. Like, isn't that interesting? You know, there are so many autistic folks who have very, very high pain tolerances. Maybe they're the rainbow sprinkle people. And I'm over here with a low pain tolerance and very good body perception. And maybe I have star sprinkles. And like, that's fine. So those are my thoughts from spending 4 hours in labor and delivery yesterday. You are welcome. Enjoy the fruits of my pain. No, it's all good. The babies are looking great. I had another non-stress test today and they look wonderful. No more contractions, so all is well. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about autism as a spectrum and pain tolerance and all of these fun things. So thank you so much for listening. I really hope that you feel seen by this episode and you feel accepted into the autism community, regardless of if your autism looks quote unquote bad enough to quote unquote count. You know what I mean? I hope you feel seen and accepted and welcomed, because honestly, like, I don't always fit autistic stereotypes, and then other times I do. Like, my son and I have started watching car detailing videos on YouTube because we both find it so incredibly satisfying to watch something dirty get clean. And my husband's like, this is literally the most boring thing I have ever watched in my entire life. And this might be, like, you sitting here watching this might be one of the more autistic things you've ever done in your life. Okay. To be fair, these car detailing channels have, like, thousands, if not millions of followers. So I cannot be alone. But anyway, the point is, what I'm trying to say is, whether or not you feel that you fit stereotype, you can still be autistic. So I hope that that is a welcome thought for you today. That's all I've really got for you. So I will talk to you next Saturday.
As always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you give us a follow over on Spotify, leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, and tune in next Saturday for another amazing episode.